Hi, I'm Bella White.
And I'm Jack Taco.
And this is our podcast about the story, The Lamb to the Slaughter.
Did Mary Maloney kill her husband?
Yes, but I think that she definitely got away with second-degree murder.
She should be accused because she grabbed the lamb leg and whacked her husband over the head with it.
But she is sneaky and sly. She's very smart, too, considering she made the police eat the murder weapon.
Mary should be convicted of murdering her husband because she hit her husband over the head with the lamb leg. She did not want to kill him, but she wasn't really thinking it because earlier that day, he wanted a divorce.
Exactly. He broke her heart, and she got really mad. She didn't even think that she was going to kill him. She lashed out on him as an instinct. Maybe she didn't want to kill him either. You never know.
True, but after it happened, she had to go upstairs to practice that she sounded happy, so that Sam the grocer wasn't suspicious, and that she had someone to talk to the police, so she didn't have to go to jail with the baby.
Okay, sure, but it's not a crime if you get away with it. I mean, come on. She had the police eat the murder weapon. That is so smart. No one will ever suspect it was her.
But there was Colgate blood on the back of her husband's head, so that meant he had to have been killed recently. But when the police officers were eating the lamb leg, she was smiling at the thing she used to kill her husband was being eaten.
Yes, but they suspected that he got shot or hit in the back of the head by someone else. She put on an act to make sure Sam wouldn't know. She did a very good job of acting like everything was okay. Then she went home and cooked the murder weapon. In conclusion, Mary is very sneaky, sly, but a caring person. She got away with murder and no one will ever know. Remember, it's not a crime if you get away with it.